Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. Today is December 15th, 2025. That's Monday of the third week of Advent. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today's passage is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?'" In today's gospel, the chief priests and the elders confront Jesus in the temple. "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" This question on the surface seems reasonable. After all, the temple was the holiest space in Israel, the center of teaching and worship. Yet their question is not born of genuine curiosity, but of threatened control. Jesus had just cleansed the temple and was teaching with a power that did not derive from other institutions. His words struck hearts, healed wounds, and exposed hypocrisy. He carried a quiet authority that could not be contained by rules or titles or offices. Authority in the kingdom of God is not a badge, but a burden of love. Jesus' authority flows not from human approval, but from intimate union with the Father. His authority heals, restores, and liberates. It calls sinners home. It comes from the deep place of obedience, the son who listens to the Father's voice and acts in total surrender to his will. The religious leaders, by contrast, had built their sense of worth on position and recognition. They mistook human permission for divine mission. They wanted to protect their standing, not the truth. So when divine authority appeared before them, not in pomp, but in humility, they could not see it. During Advent, this gospel invites us to ask a searching question: by what authority do I live? Do I live by the approval of others, by societal measures of success, or by the quiet voice of God within? When Christ's word challenges my comfort or dismantles my control, do I listen or resist? Jesus refuses to play the leader's game of argument and pride. Instead, he turns the question back to them, exposing their fear of losing influence. Their silence is telling. They know the truth, but cannot admit it. In this moment, we see that the spiritual blindness often stems not from ignorance, but from unwillingness. True authority in the Christian life comes from surrender, from the deep humility that listens before speaking and obeys before commanding. It is the authority of those who, like Mary, say, "Be it done unto me according to your word." As we near the final weeks of Advent, let us draw near to Christ's gentle authority. Let his word reshape our priorities and purify our motives. The authority of Jesus is not loud, but it is absolute. It does not control, it transforms. It is the authority of love made flesh, the Word who became one of us to lead us home. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you speak with the authority of truth and love, not to dominate, but to heal. Free me from my need for control, from the fear that resists your will. Teach me to recognize your voice and to live under the gentle power of your Spirit. As I wait for your coming, grant me the humility to obey and the courage to trust in the authority of your love. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and also invite them to join us each day as we break open the Word here in my hermitage. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.